Chomei Ayin Vav Med Aleph in the Rashi. Rechem Repater, no. Amos Tarp and the Chomei Shebehen. Misha Shiur Gadol Havikal. The one which is a larger shear is, we're being lenient, Yom L'chayiv if you have a larger shear. And Mistarf L'hashlim Shiur Shal Chomer will not obviously be, if you tell me it's Kal, it can't be Mistarf to complete the shear which you need for the more stringent one. Hal Choshev Ki Hahu, it's not as Choshev as that one. But Abel Hal Choshev Mashim Mistakal, but logically the opposite is that the one which is more Choshev should be sufficient to complete the Kal, like a shear to reach its shear. Therefore, Tevin Mistarf Imeitza. Tevin, which is more Chomer, it's the size of Pipora, should be able to be Mistarf Imeitza, which is a larger shear, Lahashlim Pigomel, to be Mashlim Pigomel. Beitza Mistarf Imeitza, Lahashlim Mole Pipora. Whereas the other around, Eitza cannot be Mistarf with Tevin. So the Morris says, me mitzdarfin. I feel lahashim chomer esakal. How could the chomer esakal be mitzdarf? We have a mishnah. Gimel tumas medrash azov leosas avatuma. The feminine avatuma through medrash azov. It has to be 3:12 by 3:12. A beggar vasak mitzdarfin. She beggar mashim shir hasak. Beggar, which is more chomer, can be mashim the shir of the sak, which is more kal. It's on a shir of 4 by 4. Sak is what is sak. Now she says, sak is osim noitzah shel izim. It's supposed to be made from normal material. It's made from the hairs of the goat's hair. You know, can't use it for regular beggar. You use it to make sacks. So that's a more rough type of, a coarse type of material. So it's only considered roi from Moshe, but it has a larger shear. Vamar Shimon, matamet mitzdarf. Why are they mitzdarf? Well, because the chamer helps the cow. It doesn't say that. There's a case where you can combine the two together. There's a case, not in this case necessarily, but there is a case where that you can combine the two together. Where is that case? If you combine the two together, the taloi mardas shachamor. So mardas was like the blanket which you put over the back of the chamor. If you would have a need to patch the mardas, you would sometimes use a combination of some wool or pishtin together with noitzah shel izim. You would use that together. You could combine the two together for that patch. Kishiuroi linyan Moshe Basov, which would be the correct shear? What's the correct shear? In katzim yishnayim mehem, you would cut off, make a piece of material out of the two of them together. Tikin tefach al tefach, leisha b'lov. I'm sorry, I'm saying this wrong. If you take a piece from the mardas of the chamor, so the loch is, once it comes to a larger item, and you cut off a piece, which is a tefach al tefach, so that the mardas of the chamor was made of the combination of the two, because what's gated on? It was used sometimes to sit on the back of the donkey. So you could combine the two. Then if you cut off a shear on the two together, and then you would take that piece and use it and fix it up to sit on. Well, it is, probably changes that to, if afterwards you cut off a piece which is, even though the shear is 3 by 3, 4 by 4, whatever it is, if you cut off a piece which is 1 by 1, it is Metama Moshe. Rabbeinu Taim ben Perakama the Sukkah, how barui li lois agabi chamor, shen amak vedem hu mishne minim. But in the back of the chamor, you don't mind if it's two minim. So, in that situation. So there is a case where you're going to use the two of them together. So Grashi, so there's a case. But if not, then you don't use Tevin together with Eitzah. So how could you tell me that the two of that Tevin could be mitzdarif to Eitzah to be mashal in the shear of Pigom? Some more answers. Over here also there's a case, there's a case where you use them together. L'dugma, Misha Yeshle Limker, person has items to sell. Sober mikulam anosin lifnechalonoi. He would make a pile of the different types, put it in front of his window, laharos, to indicate sheyesh lalimker mikulam, he has items to sell of the various different types. So, why does he combine them in one pile? Because he doesn't want to make a large pile, he doesn't want to waste the pile, waste the material. So he'd rather make small piles. If we make small piles, the wind's going to blow them away. But if you combine them together into a large pile, they will stay put. So therefore, he will combine the various different items, the Eitzah and the Tevin, the Omer, etc., together, as a dogma. That the Mishnah Merti Oichlim Kegregris is Chayiv. The Shir for Tzoh on Oichlim, for food which is for people, is Kegregris. We're starting from the same Zeb. Any types of foods are Mitzdarif. Neshir Shabu Bishirayim, they all have the same Shir. This Shir, which we say of Kegregris, is Chutz Meklipasim. The Klipa is not included in the Shir. Vigarineyim, and the seeds are not included. Bukseyim, and the stems. Vesuban Umursanon. And also we're referring to grains. So the subin, which is the outer shell, which comes off the husk, which you normally would remove, or you could remove through the process of ksisha, Rashi points out. So that's not usually, it's not Mitzdara for the shear, umursanon, and mursan is after you grind everything and then you put it through the sieve, so the pieces remain in the sifter are called mursan. Adoshim, I agree with you that klipim are not included, with the exception of klipi adoshim, which are included because they're edible. Shemispashlois imahem. The klipim which are cooked together with the adoshim, those klipim can be included. So Rashi oichlim the michael adam food for people. It starts from kol oichli adam zayim zeh chutz meklipay and shenem oichol venem mashlimim hashir. The klipim are not mashlim the shir. Mukseyim is zonu apri who eats ba'alma. That's a piece of wood. Suban klipas chitim hanusheris machmas ksisha. That's the outer husk which you remove through ksisha. Umursanon hanisha benofa which remains in the sieve. If you don't recall klipin. Amid star from Kidamar, Oklim are not mitzarf like we just said. Chutz miklipei adoshim shemitzarf is oisam, with the exception of klipei adoshim which are yes mitzarf, shemispashes imahen. What does it mean? It means there are two klipas in the adoshim, and the one which is discarded is not included, cannot be mitzarf, but the one which is cooked with them could be mitzarf. Lafuke klipei chitzoina shem. We're stressing the klipa which is cooked with it to the exclusion of the klipa chitzena, the outer klipa shen gadelos b'soicha hanosheres begarin, which the ones that they grow in, which is removed in the garin, that were not included.
So what is the Tanakhama? Is it really machlokas here?
It's a good question. It would sound like that it is. It would say even though some people would eat it, but it's once you're eating the adoshim, you eat it, so it doesn't have a chashivus on its own that you can say that it's mistar. That would be my guess, the pshat in the Tanakam. But I'm not sure. I wasn't sure about it. I think it's a machlokes. That's the flow of the Mishnah. But the hesber in it, I don't have a better hesber in it. The suban and mursan and loy mitzdarf. The mursan is that suban and mursan are not mitzdarf. Vatanan nushlim seftas chala. Chamesh is revoy mekemach revoy is chayavim bechala. So we said the shear of chala we've had before is 5/4, means 1 1/4 of of a saw of kemach archayev 1 1/4 and oid, okay, archayev and chalav. And then but the Mishnah says hein, the shear is including the grain itself, the subon and the husk, umursanon and the mursan. So you see that the gabi chala, we include everything. So it's just, I mean, it's all considered edible. Because the shear chala has to be whatever has been started, you know, whatever is part of the real shear. An oni will not remove these things because he wants to extend the dough. So therefore, so chashivis it doesn't have. So the gabi shabbos it's not going to be chayiv. But the gabi the shir chala, since it is edible, so it is mitzar. So you see there's a precedent. You see there's a concept of something which is edible, but it's not considered chashiv, but it's not mitzar for the shir. So I'm just thinking that's maybe why the chachamim would say about the klipei adoshim.
So Abai is explaining, is answering the question.
He answered the question, right.
So what happens if, you know, nowadays maybe, you know, people would eat the outer husk, and it's not just on the end. So, Lahore, you...
It should change, Lahore.
Yeah. And would that go in both directions? If back then they had eaten it, now we don't. I'm talking about Shabbos.
I was thinking along the lines of Jonathan. Gabi Shabbos, we said it's out. Nowadays, if everybody would eat it, would it be considered chashiv? Probably yes, it would be chayiv in Shabbos. You want to know if nowadays, once upon a time, they did use it. Nowadays, they don't use it.
Yeah.
So the Shabbos, I mean, I guess the Gabi Shabbos would be the same thing. The Shabbos, what about Bechala? But now it loses its starfus for the shir chal, for the shir chal. I don't know.
Yeah,
right.
Nobody's
saying halacha lemaisa. We're just saying, but you know. But on the other hand, when Mashiach comes and we're saying, should you bring a korban for this? Yerushalav kulam bazara. You're going to think twice before saying you should bring a korban, because it's potentially kulam bazara. Okay. Let's go by turn. Remember, chutz meklipe yadoshim. You can digest that one. Chutz meklipe yadoshim hamisbashes imahem. So the Mora says adoshim in only adoshim are the only exception. Pulin loy pulin beans. Adoshim are lentils. Pulin is type of bean. Lo, it's not the exception. But for hatan, Yehuda remember chutz meklipe pulin adoshim. The Brisa says if Yehuda excluded pulin also as being different than other klipas and being mitzar. My answer is like kasha. Ho b'charati, ho b'atiki. By pulim which are fresh, with new ones, literally, so there the klipa is mitzar. But by atiki, the older ones, the klipa is not mitzar. Atiki, my time alone. Why by klipa atiki is not mitzar? Some Rabbi Avob and they nearin kizvuvim bekohara. They become blackened. They become blackish. So even though they're still edible, you don't like keeping them there with the food because they look like little bugs in the food. Sirashi, blusa, murevis. He eats an isa which is a blusa. Murevis besubana. Over mursana, it has the suban, has the mursan. Lechem haoritz krinen base called lechem haoritz. And it's chayv and chal. Mi olinyan Shabbos. Mida de chashiv beinan, the chiyuv is because it has a chashivus to it. Mistamayo the honey lab oichol ninu. In general, these are not considered oichol by people. They're not chashiv. Pulin chadati kliposim mitzdarfin. The new ones it's mitzdarf because women if the fish ahein shkaris they're black and therefore people when they're not like them swimming in their soup. Okay, hadron lo kol gadol. So the Mishnah, I have to tell you, it's interesting. The division of the Mishnah is very difficult to me. The Parakim over here is very difficult. Hamotzi Yayin just continues the thought process of Hitzor, of the last two Mishnahs. So,
I would have. Go into detail.
What?
Yes, those were like the Klalon, and this is the Klal section, and I'm going to.
Well, the problem is you have a Moshe Tev and Kamiloi Piparo, Eitz and Kamiloi Pigamol, you have a whole shiur of different things which are Chayiv, and then you have Hamoitzi Oichlim Kigrogis, and then you go Hamoitzi Chebel Kailasis. I mean, it is more detailed, you know, but say, but I think the mission of a Moshe Tev is also pretty detailed. Hamoitzi Yain Kedem Mezigas HaKois, a person takes out wine, which is has not been mixed. They would mix their wine. It's very strong. So you take out enough wine that you can afterwards combine it with water to get the amount to create a kais, which more will say is a revius. So this is the shear is 3-to-1 ratio. So it's going to be a quarter of a revius. Person take out wine, which is a quarter of a revius, is going to be chayiv because it's sufficient to make a mezigas a kais. Chalov. Person takes out milk, so he's going to be chayiv. The Mor said, "How much is that? Kedei gemiya, the amount of kedei gemiya." The Mor is going to have a question when it says gemiya. What exactly it means? But it means it seems to be to take a mouthful. Dabash, Kailitan ala kosis, honey, enough they would use honey on certain types of wound, rubbed out place on the animal, they would rub in honey and would help it. Shemen is Kailosuch ever cotton, enough oil to anoint a small aver, we'll see how small that aver is in the Gemara, it's quite small. Mayim, they loshuf behem is a killer. Mayim, which is sufficient to dissolve in it, or combine with it with the killer, which is a type of a medicine which you would put on the eye. So the amount of water which is necessary to do that is ready to share choshev to be chayv. Shar kol mashkim revius. All the mashkim the shear for it saw is revius. Even mine, which you're going to, which is shayfim, which means it's literally discarded water, which you're going to discard. It's bad, foul-smelling water, etc. The shear is revius, and the Mor says, "Well, what are you going to use it for?" So the Mor says, "They would use it to make tit. They would sometimes mix it with mud to make the clay to make bricks, etc. So they would use it for other purposes still." So the shears are vias. I would assume so. Mishimon Armor, Kulam Berevias. No, you're giving me these five different shiurim. Mizikas Akais, Gemia, Kossis, Averkotan, Loshef as a Keeler. No, the shears are vias. By all of them. The only time these shiurim are valid, whereas we had in the previous in the mission three mishnayos back, that by matzniya there's no shiur, whatever amount your matzniya is sufficient. Rav Shimon said that that's not true. The Mor pointed out already that there has to be a shiur. So there is a standard shiur which everybody's chayav on. If a person is matzniya, then he'll be chayiv through the process of being matzniya and indicating the hip to him it's choshev. And then if he takes it out, he'll be chayiv. nobody else will be chayiv on it. And even that needs a specific amount, and this is what the shear in which we have you have a masara around, that's where this amount applies. So a person would store away wine less than mezigzakos, according to Shimon, and then take it out, according to Shimon, he would not be chayiv. According to the Tan of the previous Mishnah, he would be chayiv. So Grashi, Motzi Yayin is chayiv. The raw wine, before it's been mixed with water, the amount you put of the raw wine into the cup, which you then add water, according to the proper amount, which you would do mezigah. The Gemara Meforish, Mishara. The Gemara is going to explain what type of cup we're going to estimate it with. Kosis, Shebegabe Hasusim Agamalim, and these raw skin, this rubbed skin which is on the back of the horses and the camels, machmas hamasos, due to the burdens that they carry, called redush belaz, vachermina b'mafked perik b'metzia, dabash b'hidvish. So it talks about the person was had dabash, and hidvish is the process, is the word used for dabash spoiling. And you thought dabash never spoils, right? Apparently, there's a process where it spoils. So the Maichosi submissions talks about the luck of returning it, etc., of, you know, by a shomer returning it versus what can you do with it. So my answer, the ksusa de gamla, you can use it for this irritation of the gum. That's my pshat. Alba Rabbeisai Pirshu, my Rebbeim explained the kosis is maka shal gav hayad, shal gav regal, I think it's on a person, a maka on the back of the hand or the back of the foot. Loshav is loshav sheif, will he mochis behen to rub and to dissolve in it, kilor shenesim alayim, which you put on the eye, ludi belas. Revius, beyo mechsa, revius is an egg and a half, revius a lug, which is a quarter of a lug, because there's six beyim in a lug, so a quarter of a lug is one and a half eggs. Shevchim, mayim sruchim, it's water which is foul smelling, sruchim, which is starting to. Water itself doesn't rot, you know, but the water can kimasriach, starts to change into a foul smelling, foul looking, etc. Remember, farish to my chaz, the more explained, what can you do with it? Klum revius, afayayin, b'chol abadvash, Shimon says everything is revius. Wine, milk, honey, but nemru shurim shebe mishnah el lematzniyeh and levat. The shear is only for a matzniyeh. V'chazur hamatzniyeh b'hoitziyoy, then the matzniyeh, then after he is matzniyeh, then he forgets that it's Shabbos and takes it outside. So then he'll be chay. Avashar kol adam shehoitziyoy eno chay, but everybody else who takes it out will not be chay. Even the matzniyah needs some minimal shear. Less than that amount, he's not going to be chayv. Unless the Rav Shimon calls in a kosher latzniyah, the matzniyah kamayu, she's chayv love matzniyah. Mishnah said, even though it's not kosher latzniyah, even though it's an item which is not normally stored, or it's an amount which is not normally stored, if a person stores it, he'll be chayv. So Rav Shimon disagrees with that point. The more is going to talk about that the vessel, since its function is only to maintain, only to hold the contents, has no chashivas the gavi shir chiv.
So it's bottle to the
contents. Comes a yeah. That's called matzniyah. Correct. Now, Rashi, Tosis points out that Rashi before, when we had Reb Shimon, Rashi connects it a little bit differently. The Rashi on Ayin Heva Beis says, made it a little more of a general type of a situation. The Mishnah says kol kosher latznia v'yesh b'shir sh'roi b'nei adam asuyim lachatznia k'shir z'chayv kol olam al hotza osoy v'lo olam osher sh'en shir z'choshev loy. So Rashi learns that Rav Shimon is going on the Reisha and saying kol kosher latznia matznia k'mayu v'shir v'shabas z'chayv, everybody's chayv, even a person who would not be matznia that amount. That's not like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says you look at each person. The shiurim are only said l'matznieyim, means even the regular shiurim are only said l'matznieyim, people who would use them on a regular basis. So therefore, if I'm Rothschild and I don't save the amount of oil which the average person would save, so for me I'm not going to be chayiv according to Rav Shimon. That's how Rashi learns before. And here Rashi learns Rav Shimon is going on the sefer. So that's Tosfos is Sa'ora on Rashi. Tosfos says that both points are true. Rav Shimon, you know, seems to disagree with both points. That's what the Tosfos basically comes out. But Tosfos does point out that the shiurim of the matzniyim, there sometimes there are other shiurim which if you're matzniyah for that purpose would be chayiv. Rav Shimon would agree to that, and some of the shiurim are quite minimal. So theoretically, Rav Shimon might agree to a very very minimal shiur. Tana k'dei mezigas kais yafo. So when it says kais, it means kais yafo versus. That still doesn't help me. My kosh yafra, kosh bracha, and how much is that? That's a, we know that same sefer's brachas. That's a revius. Amar of Nachman, Merab of Avua, kosh bracha, tzar sheheber roiva revius, kreishim zagenu, v'yamal revius. You put a quarter of a revius of wine, of the raw wine, then you add the water, and it'll end up being a revius. Amarava af anan nami tzinina. We have that in this Mishnah. Hamotzi yain kedei mezigas kois. A person takes out yain corresponding to mezigas kois. Matani lo kedei mezigas kois yafa. Matani seifa b'shar kol mashkim revius. So we see in general the amount of b'shira is revius, and it says you're chayv over here by putting the amount which you would be able to create a revius. So we see that the final shir we're referring to is a revius. And therefore, the amount that you're be chai for on the wine would be a quarter of a revius. Rava Tamei, Damar, Rava, Kol Chamer, Lidori, Alchad, Tlas, Maya, Lav Chamerhu. Wine which you do not mix with one part wine to three parts water, that's not wine. So Rava says, based on that principle, it's clear in the Mishnah that the amount is a quarter of a revius. Morris Abai is going to disagree with Rava, but let's see Rashi. Tana b'tosefta hamotzi yain kedei mezigas kos yafa pirish lekos the masnisin, explaining the kos of the mission is referring to kos yafa. What does kos yafa mean? Kos habracha birchas amazin. Chazal mechayev you to use a kos for benching. Shetzicha chacham liyapoisoi, and it's referred to as kos yafa because specifically over there by kos of birchas amazon, chazar mechayev that should be done in a very nice way. Community of brachas, itav itav hadacha b'shtifa chayu mole. That requires. Ekev Mor goes to one of them says these six. One of them says there's 10 things which are nemar b'kosh shabracha. It's referring to basically it's referring to the concept of the more referring to kosh shabrachas amazon. Itav you're supposed to put little cups around it. Itav for kardom shad is referring to you should put on a garment. Hadacha you have to wash it out. On the outside, shtifa is an inside. Chayu, it has to be start with raw wine, umole, and you have to fill it up all the way. Amrachman gasidim la gasidim da amr. Shir kasha brachot har sheheboy yayin chay revish al revius alug. It has to start out with raw wine, which is a quarter of a lug. Kedeshim zagenu b'mayim. That you will then mix it with three parts water to one part wine, and you'll end up v'yamal reviyas alu. You'll end up with a reviyas alu. Well, I'm sorry. Right, that's a quarter. So the rabbi said, "Tanina mimastis nami shemin and dezel shiuroi." I could derive this concept from the Mishnah. Minatoni b'shar mashkim revias. In general, the shear for chiyuv is a revias. Shemin minay then hutsah b'mashka karoy l'shtiya b'pachas revias. So. Wine which is used, liquids which are used to drink, the shear is a revius. Dvash has other usages, for the kosis, shemen is used to put, etc. But for drinking purposes, the shear is normally revius. So wine is going to be chayiv, wine is a drinking type of a liquid. So why is it chayiv on this amount? Because this is the amount which we use to get that what you would drink from. When it gives you the wine, the amount which will give you a kais, shir haroilish dias revius nakat. So it means the amount which will be able to give you a revius worth of drinking. V'hanu roiver revius, and that's the roiver revius. You put one part wine, you add in tlas maya, three parts water, kederach ha-mazigus, harius l'shtiyah, which is the amount you would do mazik and you wanted to make it drinkable, yamal revius, a letter revius. Okay, now. Yesh toim b'shmuzu, there's some people make a mistake in this sugya. Loimar, they understand roiver revius means roiva halug. V'yamal al revius, which means four times larger, alug. It'll end up being a lug. Why is a lug referred to as a revius? Shrevius a kav, because there's four lug in a kav. So they start out with a amount which is going to be a quarter of a lug, which is a revius, and you'll add in water, you'll end up with a whole pint, you know, basically is what it boils. If revius is 4 ounces, give or take, you know, you add in, so you end up with 16 ounces, right? Which is going to be the amount of a full lug, which is a quarter of a cup. That's what they understand the Gemara. And Rashi already just pointed out that's not true. It's a mistake, and that's not how Rebbeim taught. I'll bring you a proof from Masechtas Nazir. It says Yayin Yud Reviyah is saying there are 10 places where the halacha of Reviyah applies. Chomesh Semukta. Five of them apply to things which are red, either dam or yayin. And five apply to white, shenemer b'shar mashkim, which apply to other liquids. V'chashav l'ha, hitzoh shabbos to shar mashkim. It mentions shar mashkim, carrying out for Shabbos, a liquid that says that the shares are revius. So that's one of the 10 items which are mentioned there. Gabi Chavirta enlists in regards to the Chavirta, the white ones. V'achar ha'hanu kulu revius alug, you know, over those, over there, we have no shaila that the other ones are revius alug. Kochoshe badai revius shemen lenozer, the huchatzi shira shal shemen ha'toida. The oil which is used by the nazir for his when he brings his korban, which is a half of the shear of the shem which is used in the Torah, which the Morah says menachas is a chatzilug. So boom, over there clearly it's a revius alug. So the rest of them also are revius alug. So the shear is a revius alug, not a revius of a kav. Okay. Let's see. Rabbi, Shteisha was with Dover. Rabbi says, I do not feel you can prove it from our Mishnah. There's two. I have two responses. Here it's not the only place in Shas, the more uses the word tshuva to mean akasha. Not the Teretz. We think of Shaila and tshuva. But it means to respond. I have two things to respond to what you say. Chado, number one, if you want to base on the Mishnah, that now there's a Mishnah in Nida, v'hamoza g'shnei chalke mayim v'echad yayin, min a yayin hashironi. So there it's talking about the colors of dam, which are considered red, to have a din of dam tomei, because remember the time of the Mishnayas, there were dam which was red, which was tor. We don't do that nowadays. Basically, we any dam which is red for the tomei, but you know we're matar pinks, some pinks, etc. But you know some reds, we're not. So the Mishnah goes through. It says there's four colors of red, which are tomei, and one black, which is tomei. That's the Mishnah over there at the end of the second parak in Nida. And one of the examples it gives is mozuk. It looks like mozuk, which is, that's a ratio of two parts water to one part wine, one third wine, of the wine which comes from Sharon. So that is the one of the five maris dam, which are tomei. So you see from the base of the Mishnayis that the shear of mixing something together is 1 to 3, not 1 to 4. So based on the Mishnayis alone, I wouldn't know. You might tell me, so drinking is different, fine, but I would not be able to derive that from the Mishnah. Based on the Mishnah alone, I would my assumption would be based like all the Mishnayis. Okay. Void Mayim Bikadam Starfit. So Baya says if the point of the Mishnah is Yechayev, because eventually you're gonna mix in water and therefore Bikhayev, but the water's still back in the original container. The water's still back in the kad, it's still back in the pitcher. So why should it be Mistarif? In other words, I don't understand how you say that you're going to be chayiv. If you tell me that the mashal, the vash has a usage as is, you know, shemen has a usage as is, wine doesn't have a usage as is, but you're saying I could argue to you that wine is considered chashuk because it has a usage as is, whatever this usage is. But you're telling me that you're chayiv now because betzim it's really being treated as if you have a mashka. And the sheer mashka is a revius. We don't have the mashka yet. You have something you can make a mashka out of. But so why is that chayiv? If you tell me that it has a chashivus of its own, people store it away like this, etc., that's the chayiv, fine. If you tell me that so people say, we store things which are chayishir mezigas. The mezigas of Christ is a way to measure what we store, not that there's a usage right now for it. But if you tell me that, that's not what you're chayiv, because you'll end up with a cup of wine in 2 seconds. But you don't have a cup of wine yet. So how can you be chayiv? That's a bias second time. Rabbi says his answers, and we will... Interesting.